Well, Nathaniel, so glad that we can get together again as we continue to talk about how to grow in Christ.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed our time. It's been fun just becoming better friends. And
yeah. And what do you think about adults? What do you think about adults, Nathaniel?
I mean, they can push me when it comes to schoolwork and violin, but they can be cool, too.
Yeah, you didn't know. Yeah, we can be majorly cool. And, you know, and we're not like your parents. We can just be your friend, like you said. You know, we can just be friends, and you don't have to worry about me, you know, pushing you to do the violin.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Nathaniel, we've been meeting together, and we've been talking a lot about God's love and forgiveness and assurance of salvation, the Holy Spirit, God's Word. You know, that's a lot about God and us as individuals.
It sure is.
And I bet you're probably wondering, you know, where do other people fit into all of this?
Yeah, I mean, I've been reading my Bible every day and learning more about God's love, but I've been thinking, and I don't think that this life with Christ is supposed to be just a Lone Ranger thing.
That's right. It's not a Lone Ranger activity, Nathaniel. And, you know, God, he wants us to relate to others. And so today, that's what I want us to study about, to learn about, to talk about is how to relate to others. And I can kind of summarize that in one word, fellowship. And fellowship just being meaningfully participating in other people's lives. So this today, that's what I want us to have our discipleship time about, is how does God want us to fellowship with others?
Sounds great. Let's get started.
All right. Let's get started. All right. Well, thank you, Brother Nathaniel. And so that is what we want to talk about today as we continue in concluding our series on Back to the Basics, and we're learning about how to follow up babes in Christ and help them to grow, but at the same time, we are building a stronger basics, elementary foundation for ourselves. And so this morning, we do want to talk about how does God want us to relate to others. And so to start off, let's talk about the basis for our fellowship. And for that, we want to look at Galatians. Galatians chapter 3, verse 21. Can you help me advance the slide? My clicker doesn't seem to be working here. Yeah, thank you. The basis for fellowship. And then next slide, please. Galatians 3:26. Let's take a look at Galatians. Yeah, if you Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 says this. It says, "For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith." You are all sons of God through faith. And then we have 1 John 3:1. Look in 1 John 3:1, 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2 3 John chapter 3 verse 1 says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God, and so we are." And so we are. And so Nathaniel, if God is your father and God is my father, what does that make us? We are brothers. We are brothers in Christ. And that was a great joy when I baptized Nathaniel to say, "I baptize you, my brother in Christ." And so that's what we are. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ because we are all children of God. And so it doesn't matter who you are relating to, my good friend, my mentor, my former professor, Dr. Walt Baker. He's 40 years older than I am. I just talked to him 2 days ago, called him on the phone, and asked him how he was doing. We used to joke around, and we would tell other people, yeah, we're related, because we have the same father. And we do. We are brothers in Christ. And so he's jolly and robust. You know, I'm a little bit younger and a little less robust, but we can be brothers in Christ. And so that's what you are with one another. So will you just turn to your neighbor right now and address your neighbor who is in Christ as Sister Joy, you know, or brother Michael. Just turn to your neighbor and just address them as brother and sister. And that is the basis of our fellowship. Okay? All right. So the basis of our fellowship is that we are all the family of God as children of God. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, we have instructions for fellowship. There are over 30 one another commands in the New Testament telling us how to relate to one another. I'm just going to share three of them this morning. The first is in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, and it says, "But encourage one another and build up one another just as you also are doing." So we are to encourage one another. We want to forgive one another. Ephesians 4:32, it tells us that be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you. And that's in the context of the church of God getting along with one another, not holding bitterness in our hearts, but forgiving one another just as God in Christ has forgiven us. And so this morning, do any of you have a bitterness in your hearts? Is there someone in this auditorium right now that you need to forgive, that they have hurt you, and you may have bitterness in your heart? You know, I've been around long enough in ministry to know that even in our own homes, we have conflict, and there's potential for bitterness. Is there someone in your own home that you need to forgive? I know that in my own close circle, just this last week, I was hurt and had a conflict with someone that was very close to me, and I had to deal with some emotions of even hatred that I had to bring before God and say, God, I hate this person. Will you help me? Will you help me to forgive? To forgive completely. Now trust appropriately, but to forgive completely. Maybe God wants you to forgive someone in this room this morning and at your home. But we are, as the body of Christ, to forgive one another. And lastly, John 13:34-35, "A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, so all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." So we had a great grad banquet last night, and so many of the testimonies when asked, how did you become a Christian? So many said, at D-Camp, at Camp Impact, I saw how people loved one another, and I wanted what they had, and what they had was trusting in Christ as the one who loved them, as the one who died for them. And so that drew people to trusting in Christ. So our instructions for fellowship, there's over 30. We've just looked at three, but encourage, That was in the context of the Lord is going to come back soon. Don't worry about your dead relatives. Don't worry about yourself. The Lord will come and he will raise your dead relatives. Encourage one another. Forgive one another. Love one another. So that's our basis and our instructions for fellowship. How about the purpose of our fellowship? And for this, we want to look primarily at 1 Corinthians 12:12-27. And I just want to summarize that the purpose for our fellowship, as I've looked at 1 Corinthians 12, I'm just going to summarize it that this: many different parts building up one body in love. That is the purpose as we look at 1 Corinthians 12:12-27. Now, we can do that. We can fulfill that purpose of fellowship with four A's. And I'd like to share four A's. The first is that we affirm that we are all a part of Christ's one body. Affirm that we are all a part of Christ's one body. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and starting in verse 12 and 13, it says, "For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit." Now, if you're doing Bible study methods, you will see that in these two verses, there is one word that is repeated five times. Do you know what that word is? One. Repeated five times in my English version. Uno, mano, one is repeated. And so, as we fulfill our purpose for fellowship, let us all affirm that we are all a part of the same team. We're all a part of the same body. We are one. Now, any organization that has that unity is going to succeed. And we all know that what is the motto of our Houston Rockets is to run as one. And hopefully, you know, as they have the common goal and they're all working together, you know, and we're not all just doing ISO here, you know, ISO on Harden or whatever, okay? As we're all one, we're going to succeed. We got to run as one. And so in the church, we need to have that mindset. Yeah, we're all on the same team. So look around the room again and affirm that everybody in here is on your team. Okay? You may not like them, but they're on your team, and you got to work together for the goal. So affirm that we are all part of Christ's one body. Secondly, accept that we are all different. Accept that we are all different. Look at verses 14 to 20. "For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I don't belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body that each one of them, as he chose, if all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body." So the key word in verses 12 and 13 was one. The key word here in verses 14 through 20 is many. And so let us affirm that there are many different parts to the one body of Christ. So you should not try to be like someone else, and you should not expect or demand that someone else or everyone else be like you. Thank God. You know, thank God that everyone's not like you, right? I mean, and there doesn't need to be this envy or this jealousy that I'm not like so-and-so. You know, I mean, I know that in the Focus Youth Group, you know, we all want to be like Will, right? I mean, Will, he is so tall. He is so handsome. He is so intelligent. And we want to be like him. You know, I was picking on Will. He says I can pick on him, so I do it. And, but, you know, that's not good because we got to be who God has made us to be, okay? And we can't all be speakers. We can't all be musicians. But some of us are going to play those background roles like our AV people in the back and our people in prayer. They don't get a lot of attention, but each person needs to play his part based on his gifting, based on his roles, based on her personality, based on her style. So let us accept that we are all different, okay? I mean, it would be terrible, right, if the car was just all spark plugs, right? What kind of car would that be? Or is the analogy right here in the text? What if we were all just one big hand? Everybody was a hand. Well, that would be a terrible body. So accept that we are all different. All right. Admit that we all need each other. Look at verse 21. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And so admit that you need one another. We all need one another. So look around the room again, and let's have this section right here, our front right-hand section. Would you all stand up? You're just, okay, our front right-hand. Now, you guys look around the room. Look around the room, and then you guys look back at them. Now, do you guys see anyone out there who is in Christ? You think, I don't need that person. That person, I just don't need him or her. Well, if you see that person, don't point them out, but correct that thinking, correct that thought, that attitude in your heart and mind. And whatever, if you think you don't need that person, correct that and say, I need you. I need you, sister, brother. Okay, and you guys looking at them standing up, you do the same thing. You think you don't need some of these, some of these dudes and dudettes up here? Well, try to correct that thinking. All right, okay, thank you. Sit down, please. Now, so we're just going to finish off this exercise by saying you're going to turn to your neighbor again and say, "We're on the same team. We're on the same team. Thank God that you're different, and I need you." Just say those three things. We're on the same team. Thank God we're different, and I need you. Okay? So take 10 seconds to say that to your neighbor, and then the neighbor say that back to you. We're on the same team. Thank God you're different. I need you. Okay? All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Lisheen, make sure you say that to someone, brother. I got my eyes on you there, brother. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Here we go. Lastly, applaud the parts that seem less worthy. Applaud the parts that seem less worthy. Verse 23 again. And on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor. And our unpresentable parts, we are treated with greater modesty. Which are more presentable parts do not require, but God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body. Okay? So again, it's easy for you guys to applaud, the preacher, because he's up here on stage and he speaks and gives the sermon. It's easy to applaud the musicians because they're up here singing, and we see the beautiful voices with which they sing. And that's good. We want to appreciate those who serve us. However, let us also applaud the people who fold the bulletin. You know, there's people who fold the bulletin every week, and we never see it. We don't do it in our English service anymore because we have half a sheet. But in the Chinese service, they still have to fold the bulletin. You know, let us applaud the people who are preparing the communion elements every month, and we never see that. And let us applaud the people who pray. See, it's hard to applaud the people who pray because the praying, a lot of times, unless it's in groups, is done in secret. And so we can't see that. So I want to encourage us to all play this vital part of prayer in our church. And so I just want to ask you guys this morning what you do and what you would like to do. How many of you pray for yourself regularly? How many of you pray for yourself regularly? Great. Keep doing that. Keep praying for you. How many of us pray for our families regularly? How many of us pray for our families regularly? Yeah, would you raise your hand? Yeah. How many of us pray for the church regularly? You know, even this KDCCC church, okay? How many of us pray for missionaries and the work of missions regularly? Okay, all right, well, but how many of you would like to pray for yourself regularly? Would like to pray for your family regularly? Would like to pray for the church regularly? And would like to pray for missions and the missionaries regularly? Okay, great. So let us applaud the parts that seem less worthy. And just to summarize, Paul kind of summarizes it just affirming again that we are all on the same team and we're all working together. Verse 26, if one, or verse 25, that there may be no division of body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. So this is our purpose of fellowship and how we can fulfill our purpose of fellowship. Another good passage to look in that talks about the purpose for fellowship is Ephesians 4, 11 to 16. We're not going to go through that today, but it's a great reference for yourself and for new believers. Now, lastly, what is the priority of fellowship? And for that, Hebrews 10, 24 to 25, and let us not forsake the assembling together, as is the habit of some, but let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking the assembling together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another day after day and all the more as you see the day drawing near. And so a great way to stir one another on to love and good deeds is to not forsake meeting together, not forsake gathering together with others. And so that's why we encourage people to participate in church worship, to participate in your missional community groups or your fellowship or your small groups, is because we want to meet together to encourage one another to love and good deeds. And a great way to do that is not neglecting, forsaking meeting together. And not only for your own self, that you can get something out of it, but that you can put something into it, that you can contribute to the encouragement and building up of others. Another, Hebrews 3, 12 to 13. Hebrews 3, see to it that there is not among you an evil and unbelieving heart, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. And if we neglect meeting with one another, then spiritual atrophy can help to set in. And so we want to encourage our new believers to gather with others to build themselves up and build others up. And, you know, we have tough weeks. Some of us face meat grinder weeks at school, at work, at home, and we need pickup. And this last week was a terrible week for me. It was one of those lose sleep for three nights in a row, and just the burden of shame and accusation that I felt this last week was mounting very heavy. And I was just exhausted. I was just tired. And last night, you know, driving to Robin and Judy's house for the grad banquet, man, I was like, Lord, I'm exhausted. I'm tired. And there was a part of me that I kind of didn't want to go. You know, I just wanted to sleep on the couch or lick my wounds. But when I got there, the Lord picked me up. I had a conversation with Brother Robin, you know, and then I was talking to Brother Bruce here. Just, you know, it wasn't anything real deep, but it was connecting with Robin, with Bruce, and then with some of our graduates and the teens, and just being in that atmosphere, it picked me up and it blessed me. And I hope I was a blessing to you guys too. You know, okay, thank you, Brother Bruce. You're affirming that I was. And that's what we need. That's what we want. We want that priority of fellowship. And I appreciate what you guys have done in your fellowships, especially last night as I saw Focus. And I appreciate how you guys pick one another up and you build one another up. And whether it's Cornerstone or Agape, Focus, keep doing that, guys. Keep doing that. The priority of fellowship. Okay, so our application, we want to invite our growing babe in Christ, invite them to church, and then we want to invite them to our missional community group or our focus fellowship group. All right? So, come on up, Nathaniel. So Nathaniel, you know, today we've talked about the basis of our fellowship and instructions for our fellowship and the purpose for our fellowship and the priority of our fellowship. And I was just, you know, wondering, hey, this Sunday, could I come by and, you know, pick you up and you could join us for church? And yeah.
Okay, that sounds
good. Great. Yeah, and don't forget also about our summer Bible study. And hope you can participate in that as well. All right. And you know, Nathaniel, that this kind of brings to a little bit of a close all that we've talked about these last 5 weeks about our salvation and the Holy Spirit and God's Word. But, you know, just like we said at the beginning, this isn't the end of our growth in Christ. And I really hope that as in the days ahead, that you and I, that we can continue to grow together in our relationship and maturity in Christ. All right, great. Well, let's pray together, okay? Let's pray together. Dear God, we just praise you for your salvation, which is in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And Lord, we thank you that we can build a strong foundation in Jesus. And Lord, we pray that we would do so. And we pray, Lord, that you'll help us in the rest of this year to at least invest our lives into at least one other person that we can help grow and disciple and build up in Jesus Christ. Lord, we just commit ourselves to you. We thank you. We praise you for your grace. We praise you for your great love. And we pray in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Pastor Wei. Let's all stand together as we conclude with a worship song. John 13:35, by this all people will know that you are my disciples, based on your love for one another. That's a passage that has always kind of stuck out to me throughout, ever since I was a young Christian and even now. And it's a powerful reminder for me even this morning that as a church, that's our call, that, you know, how we fellowship with one another, how we treat one another, how we conduct ourselves with one another is really going to be the hallmark. It's going to be the highlight to the rest of the world. So hopefully that spurs you on as well. And let's sing the song called All to Us as we worship our Lord and ask him to be all to us.
Precious cornerstone, sure foundation, you are faithful to the end. We are waiting on you, Jesus. We believe you're all. Precious cornerstone, sure foundation, you are faithful to the end. We are waiting on you, Jesus. We believe. world is over, we will see you face to face, and forever we will worship.